The Gospels give us very few details of the daily life of Jesus growing up in Nazareth. Here and there, we get snippets of what our Lord's early life must have been like. And of course, we can fill in some of the missing details for what we know of first century life in Palestine. As a carpenter, a member of the house and clan of King David, Joseph and his family, and indeed his community, lived modestly. Today's gospel passage, often known as the finding of the child Jesus in the temple, is very familiar. Mary and Joseph have traveled to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, and on their way home, they realize that Jesus was no longer with them. Passover was and continues to be the key defining feast of Judaism, a commemoration of Israel's liberation from slavery and the source of its identity as God's chosen people. Today, it stands as a backdrop to Luke's revelation of Jesus' fullest and deepest identity. Here, says the Gospel, Jesus reveals himself as the Father's Son. Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? The Son who has come among us to answer the great questions of human experience. Filled with a concern for his safety and indeed with a little bit of righteous annoyance, Mary and Joseph returned to Jerusalem, where they found their son, a boy of 12, not with children of his own age, but with the elders, the teachers. We can all imagine Mary and Joseph's emotions and fears before they found him, and their relief and joy when they found their son safe and sound. This gospel, however, is not so much a commentary on family life, but more a testimony to its importance in God's plan for our world. Having experienced the wonder of Jesus' birth, Mary and Joseph did not keep their son's holy presence to themselves or closet him away from the world. Instead, as faithful people of the covenant, they ensured that Jesus was brought up as part of a worshiping and faith-filled community. There, Jesus would grow in grace and favor, even in the face of life's struggles and challenges. So today's Feast of the Holy Family sends before us the truth that with God's help and grace, and despite the challenges of life, we can grow in goodness and holiness. Imagine what a difference each of us could make in our own families, our workplace, our community, if we sought to understand more fully, as St. John reminded us in our second reading, that we already share a holy dignity as God's children and a holy destiny as that has yet to be revealed. My brothers and sisters, as we honor the Holy Family, let us invite Christ to bring his loving presence into our lives and our homes this day, binding us together, healing our wrists, and allowing us to give of ourselves over to loving God and others. Then we will become truly God's Holy Family. May God's blessings be with you today and throughout the coming week and new year.